Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Good morning to everyone out there. We appreciate you being with us. Good morning to you too, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is halfway to the beautiful, beautiful weekend as we get in store for that. Realize I don't know why I thought they already had the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah, the golf?
Yeah, the golf is this week. And I was like, oh.
Because they've switched it now, because now the PGA happens before the U.S. Open. It used to happen last, and now it happens second.
Yeah, because when you had to read yesterday, I was like, damn, it is U.S. Open time. Yep. And, so we're getting ready for that. The tracker on?
For who?
For Tiger.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay,
Tiger's just doing photo shoots.
Tiger's doing photo shoots, arm around the people.
Tiger's doing
like
photo
that.
Shoots and watching Charlie play, which Charlie won a big amateur tournament in Florida a couple weeks ago, which is really cool.
Good for him, man. Yeah. But
We're focused on if they're tracking anything this week, it's how fast the greens are and how long the rough is.
Okay.
That's what everybody's
talking about.
Where's that now? Oakmont. Okay. It's going to be at Oakmont this year, and everyone's talking about what a bloodbath it's going to be.
Oh,
I don't know about you.
Which one is that one?
Which one is what?
The Oakmont. Where's it at?
It's Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they have U.S. Opens there frequently. But when you watch U.S. Open golf, do you get excited about watching the best players in the world struggle?
No.
Because it seems like people really like that.
No, I think a lot of times
I'm not one of those
people.
What it is is that
when you're in that type of situation, people want to see you be more human or more humbled or whatever it is like
right.
that. I'm not like that. I don't really care. But yeah, because that was the course we were talking about a couple years ago, the one in L.A.
Yeah, the L.A. Country Club.
The L.A. Country Club course. And people like to see them struggle and all those different things. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I want to test, obviously. Yeah. You want to identify the best golfers when you have major championships. But I just sometimes, and they've had U.S. Opens where it just kind of gets out of hand a little bit. And you go, you'll watch the coverage. It'll be 2-3 hours of, scrambling for pars, which some people love. Some people really like to watch that. I'm more of I like to have some scores that are gettable, some holes that are gettable. They got a 300-yard par 3 on this course.
Ooh,
people are hitting drivers.
Like, damn.
That's outrageous.
Damn.
It's outrageous.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. We'll keep
obviously,
you updated.
NBA Finals is back tonight. They have to shift over to Indiana. And mini camps are on the way right now. They're up here in Atlanta, and the whole thing is about Kirk Cousins and everything like that. Thought about that something this morning.
Okay.
As I was on the way, my family just got back this morning, so I had to go pick them up from the airport. The distraction aspect is so freaking overrated. Distraction, 97% of quote-unquote distractions that happen in locker rooms is usually by an individual that wants to be a distraction.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? If he don't want to be a distraction, because the players aren't thinking about it. Mm-mm. You know, they're not thinking about it. They don't think about it until they're asked about it. Mm-hmm. The majority of the time, the people with the badges on mm-hmm. ask them about it.
And honestly, I would imagine they don't think about it before that.
After.
You give a 45-second answer, and which is rehearsed, and then you move on.
And you go about your business. Yep. And you just continue to work at your craft and all those different things. And that's what the Falcons are doing up there right now as they get ready to go off for the summer. Last year, I think Joe said they had a cookout or everything like that.
Yeah.
So that's this third day. So they'll practice today. Then probably tomorrow they have the families and everything out there. Then they'll get ready for the summertime. And because now, and I'm just going by myself, I'm at the point where he's going to be the backup quarterback this year. Unless there's an injury or if one more team to look out for, something goes, whatever happens in Cleveland. Because right now it looks like Joe is going to be the guy. Now, could something change? Because Joe is old as hell and things like that. And they have young quarterbacks after that. So that could be another landing spot. More than likely, it's a place where a guy gets injured.
Yeah, unless something changes dramatically, yeah. Yes. Which is a significant injury to a team that thinks they know who their starting quarterback is right now.
Yes.
Then, yeah, probably. I still think that they hope that that happens. Yes. Not saying they hope somebody blows it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They want to move him out of there. But yeah, I mean, with Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers, that was the last ship off the island.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you got him.
You got him.
And that's why I got a couple different things. Cause I thought about that as well. I'll comment on that first, just because that's where you started. And then I'll go to some other offseason stuff. But like, if you're getting distracted right now from what's going on, then you got problems.
Yes.
Because what are you even doing? It's me. Like, if Kirk Cousins being there is distracting anyone from minicamp,
which it's not,
you got cultural problems,
yes.
Which obviously it's not.
It's not.
Like, I think I'm going to be able to go out there and run my 6 routes against air with Kirk Cousins standing on the sideline.
Yes.
Again, like, oh, great. I'm glad he's not a distraction to whatever it is that you guys are doing up there right now, which is whatever.
Right.
It's like scrimmaging against air. Like, okay, so cool. I'm glad he's not distracting you from this.
Yes.
If he was, you'd have bigger problems than we ever thought in the first place. The other thing, kind of the reaction to some of what he said yesterday was like, well, all right, yeah, he said the right thing. I mean, he doesn't have any option now.
No.
Like, he's, you know, going to control the controllables and all that kind of stuff. Well, good. Like, that's great. He was trying to control the non-controllables earlier.
Exactly.
This is the third time Kirk Cousins has, like, genuinely been in the news since the end of last season.
Correct.
Right? We've talked about him because there's things that have come up, deadlines and stuff like that with contract stuff. But, like, for the most part, like, we haven't seen or heard from him other than 3 times since the season ended.
Correct.
This is the first time that he's acted like a professional.
Yes.
Because when he went to the Super Bowl and said all that stuff about his injury and blah, blah, blah to try to muddy the waters, that wasn't very professional.
No.
And in my opinion, going over the head of the coach and the general manager to the owner to try to get traded before the draft wasn't very professional either.
No.
He was professional yesterday.
Because he had me.
He doesn't have any option. But
yeah, exactly.
And so I'm not going to give him credit for that.
Like, oh, no.
Great. Well, good. Know,
oh, we loved good. His candor and all that other
crap.
Yeah,
fine.
Whatever.
Cool.
Whatever.
He gave some answers that sounded right. Great.
Whatever.
What was he supposed to do?
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
I'm right there with you. Like, well, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I'm not handing out credit.
When you look at this team, is like the team has moved on, but the team hasn't moved on from him physically because he's here on the roster, and they are not. And I repeat, they are not going to cut him. They are not. That ship has sailed.
They paid him $10 million just to be.
That is not going to happen. He is going unless something happens and they're able to move him. He's going to be on this roster. Now, when you look at how you have a young quarterback, because now you're out of that phrase that everybody wants to freaking use with young quarterbacks and veteran quarterback, that mentorship. That is not happening in Atlanta. That is not happening with him helping Michael. That's not happening. Now, if you're getting to the first game, then you might see something over there. But right now, in the aspect of this man wants out of here. All right, and he's saying all the right things, and like you said, the controller. But as far as him trying to help Michael elevate to a better quarterback, he ain't trying to do that. He don't give it. Oh, I almost cussed. He don't care. He's thinking about himself, right? So whatever, because he wants to be a starter, and I do believe that he can be a starting quarterback in this league. But now it's about, you know, moving on. But I had just, like, people were like, DM, is it a distraction? Like, distraction who?
No.
Like, ain't nobody up there. Michael's not – Michael ain't thinking about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Again, yeah. They're not doing anything.
They're not doing
like,
anything.
We're distracting from what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, no job has been won or lost in minicamp.
No. No.
No.
They also told us who the guy is.
And
like,
that's
he's
it.
The starter. So.
He's unquestioned.
Yeah. There's no controversy.
And the thing about it, his teammates know it. You also be complimentary of the teammates. I believe in that. But deep down, sometimes teammates be like,
see, right. So that's the
that was Desmond Ridder. I know for a fact there were some teammates like,
well, you have to think.
You sure?
At a certain point last year, late November, early December, there were some teammates that were like,
hey, man,
there is a guy over there on the sideline whose arm doesn't hurt.
What the hell's going on with this cat?
So that's my thing about it. Like, of course, it's not a distraction now. They're going to be there for 3 days. He's going to say the right things. They're going to do the practices that they're doing, and then they're going to do the family stuff, and then they're going to hit the road for 6 weeks, and then they're going to come back for training camp. And I don't think it'll be a distraction then either if Kirk Cousins is still here. Now, I don't know. Maybe some stuff will pop up on that quarterback show that is uncomfortable to talk about, but maybe not. Maybe it won't. Maybe that'll be really boring and it'll be a non-story. I do think that the Falcons as an organization have handled this really well since the end of the season. Like, when Kirk said the stuff that he said at the Super Bowl, they just kind of didn't say anything, which was pretty smart. When Kirk wasn't there or was there at times during voluntary stuff, they kind of went about their business and said, yeah, you know, I mean, it's voluntary. So, and then he was there this time. And I also thought it was smart to let him talk yesterday.
Yeah.
Let him talk. Let him answer all the stuff. Yeah. It's out of the way.
You don't have to hear back from him no more.
Right. And then he doesn't have to talk anymore during camp because there's nothing to talk about.
You don't
about,
have to answer questions anymore.
Yeah. No, I thought that honestly, like, because it, you know, like there are some organizations or even this organization at times, like, could have handled it differently and made it more complicated.
Yes.
I thought just sort of being like, hands off a little bit, no comment a little bit on a lot of it, and let the process play out was really smart. I thought they did a really good job with that.
Right.
All that to say, like, yeah, it's not a distraction until it becomes one. Yeah. And it doesn't have to become one.
It doesn't have to become one, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be one because of who the person is.
Yes, no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt. He is not going to do anything personality-wise to throw any fuel on the fire, I don't think.
Yes.
Now, you got a backup quarterback who's played 14 years in the NFL. If the starting quarterback plays bad, that becomes a conversation.
Yes.
Now, does it become a distraction? I don't know. But that starts to be something that people talk about if he's here and Penix is playing bad. The thing about it is, like, whether it does or does not, the ingredients for it being not a distraction are irrelevant to Kirk Cousins. It's whether or not Penix plays good. If Michael Penix plays good, we're not going to talk about Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins isn't here and Michael Penix plays good, then it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
So my thing is, like, it all boils down to the same thing.
If Penix balls out,
you don't have to ball, but if he plays well enough for a guy who's making his first year as a starter in the NFL.
And we got
to
keep in mind, that's what it is.
Because there's going to be bumps, but as long as he plays more good than mistakes in his first year as a starter, then it's not going to matter at all. But that would be true whether Kirk Cousins was here or not.
Right.
So it all comes back to the same thing, which is Michael Penix, because he's the starting quarterback.
Yes.
Nobody cares who the backup quarterback is on teams that have good quarterbacks.
No, they don't.
Nobody knows who Lamar Jackson's backup quarterback is.
Who the hell is Lamar Jackson's
I don't know.
Quarterback?
Why would I? Because Lamar is the MVP every year.
Who the hell is Joe Burrow's backup?
Nobody knows who Josh Allen's backup quarterback is.
Is Snoop Hawley still a backup in Baltimore?
Yeah, okay, people know. But you know what I mean. You guys know. It's your job to know.
I thought he was gone already. I thought once he made the his Pro Bowl, he got too big for backup role.
My apologies, Bo. Bo knows.
Okay, Abe.
Abe knows.
Yes, okay.
But the average person out there is not going to know because no one talks about it because it doesn't matter.
But this is a different situation here, though.
Of course it
is.
It's
a different situation.
But it also doesn't have to be.
No, it's not about what it has to be.
If Penix goes out there and balls out,
then there's nothing to worry
about.
We
don't talk about Kirk Cousins again. Simple as that. Doesn't matter if he's controlling the controllables or being a pro or whatever.
Making the best of the situation.
If he's out there throwing for, you know, 275 and three touchdowns every Sunday, but and the Falcons are 7-3.
This is like
Kirk Cousins could do whatever he wants.
You look at the cut sheet. What is this answer right here? Somebody asked him, Kirk Cousins, if Raheem Morris had to answer a question, Kirk Cousins being here can't hurt Michael Penix. Why would it hurt him?
I don't know. He's telling him the wrong stuff.
Why would it hurt him?
He's like, Hey, Mike, that was the wrong read.
Sabotage.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How is it hurting him?
It would be hilarious if Kirk Cousins was trying to sabotage
him. Give me a break.
Like, that actually would be, you know, obviously.
Hey, man. Oh, God. Can he hurt him? What, are you going to beat him up?
Yeah, he's going to trip him. He's going to tie his shoes together. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Notice we made it an entire opening segment without talking about the Braves losing. That'll change next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The game. I've always believed, going back to my rookie year, what Mike Shanahan told me, which is tough times don't last, tough people do. It's not just physically tough, you know, it's mentally tough, emotionally tough. You got to be resilient. Life's gonna have some curveballs, and you just have to keep moving. And I think the key is that you don't pout or stop. You just keep moving, keep working forward, and believe that if you do that, good things will happen.
I heard that damn line in August of 1998.
Okay, where were you?
I was
Athens,
in
Georgia.
I was in Georgia, yeah. And I tore my ACL, everything, and I was down. And I remember one of my favorite people up there. I love me some Ron Corson, but Dylan was the assistant guy up there. And he came to me and saw me. I was on the table crying and everything. He said that to me. He's like, you're going to be fine because you're a tough guy. And tough times don't last. Tough people do. 1998. And it still rings the same way it just rang with, what the hell I got to do anything?
Yeah, no, Kirk.
It's already the same damn way when it rang, when he just said it. What the hell I got to do anything? I'm over here laid up with a damn torn ACL.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Yeah.
You got any, like, got any remedies to speed it up?
Can you give me my damn timeline?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know, crap. Tell me how long I won't be out.
Thanks for the fortune cookie wisdom.
I love Dylan. But I was like, yeah. What the hell?
Kirk Cousins showed up. Kirk Cousins spoke to the media, and he put on a world-class display of cliches. Like that one there, he said, obviously, the control of the controllables is one of the all-time faves. And every other thing that you could possibly hope to hear from a veteran NFL player who doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
One thing he did kind of say that was a little interesting was, like, dealing with injuries and wanting to play through them and all that kind of stuff. And he said, thought maybe he was at about 8 out of a 10 in terms of health to start the year last year, but he didn't know because he had never been hurt like that. Turns out it was probably more like a 3 or 4 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's an 8 out of 10. It's like, well, how can we trust you? Last year you thought you were an 8 out of 10.
I don't.
He also said his shoulder, his elbow, and his ankle were sprained. It's like, oh, so all of them.
Oh, he said all that.
Okay. I don't know. He kind of.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He said those things, but I don't know if he was talking about how he was last year or if he was just listing injuries that he's had in the past. I don't know.
I'm for one who didn't need to hear from him. You know,
I understand why they did.
Yeah,
I understand.
I understand.
Do it once, and then you don't have to.
Yeah,
do
but
it again.
I don't give a damn about you because you should not. Let's pray that you have no factor into what goes on with this season.
Let's hope.
Yes.
That that's the last time the media ever has to circle around Kirk Cousins and talk to
him.
Yes. Because I understand why they did it yesterday.
Okay.
But you don't do that with backup quarterbacks.
No, you do not.
Backup quarterbacks don't talk to the media.
Nope. Oh, you know, when they talk, if they play good in the preseason.
And maybe that would happen.
And maybe that might happen.
Maybe if Kirk balls out in week two against the Chargers or whoever they play in the preseason, then maybe we can hear from him again. But yeah, I mean, you know, if everything goes the way that you hope that it does, then the backup quarterback, I don't recall hearing Penix do a lot of interviews last year until he became the starter.
Right.
I didn't hear from him. You hear from him?
No.
We didn't play any Penix audio until December.
Maybe something in camp, maybe? Maybe.
I wanted to talk to him
I
in camp.
Like, maybe.
We didn't talk to him.
Yeah, maybe or something like that. But yeah.
I specifically remember hoping it would be cool if Michael Penix came by. And then he
when
never
did. When did we interview him? We interviewed him after.
We interviewed him at the Children's Hospital.
That's what it was. Okay. Okay.
Yep. Which was awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's when we got him. But no, it's going to be, you know, this kid, this young man has a lot of moxie about him. And I'm talking about Michael Penix. And, you know, this is his football team. These dudes believe wholeheartedly in this young man. He has a very, very good skill position group around him. Mm-hmm. He has a good enough offensive line. Now, you're worried about the right tackle, how long he's going to be out. Because it seems like he's a little injured right now. But overall, if he plays good, they should be fine. I really do believe that because of the players that they have around them, and they got one of the best and most versatile players in all of football that he can just give the ball to.
Yeah. Like the number one reason that you want Penix to play good is because it means the team would be good with everything else that's around him. Way down on the list, but on the list is, I don't know what number it is, maybe it's like 38 on the list.
Yeah.
Is we never have to hear from Kirk Cousins again. Although we're going to hear from Kirk Cousins again in like an hour because there's like five clips.
Okay.
So we'll play just a couple of them. We'll just play a couple of them.
Just two.
In like an hour. In like two? We can do two?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do two more Kirk Cousins clips in an hour. And we'll talk about what happened yesterday at minicamp. Now we can talk about what happened yesterday in Milwaukee.
This is even worse.
It is. Yeah. It is worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think he's kind of struggled command of his fastball till the, what was it, the sixth inning when he came out? I mean, it was really good then. And you know, the biggest thing, we just couldn't get any offense going to make a difference.
That's his second straight least stellar start. But they didn't lose because of him.
No.
No. Because they get hit.
Yeah. They scored one run.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the final score, Andy?
It was 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah.
How many time opportunities they had for people to chip into that?
Excuse me?
How many times they had folks up to, you know, because they had people on base.
Not a lot. They had four runners in scoring position.
That's more than enough.
Well, yeah.
That's more than enough.
It would be nice to have more than that, though.
Well,
especially when you're going against Quinn Priester.
Hey, I'd rather have less than that because they are the kings of 1 out of 10 with me in running.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they actually, you know, for their season average, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position yesterday. It was pretty good.
Damn.
It's actually pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean,
this is why yesterday there was no big reaction
exactly.
to winning 7-1. It was because this is more than just a one-win thing. Like, the offense is just not good. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to change. Doesn't seem like it's going to. And so that's that. I mean, they're terrible offensively.
Yeah. Ronald's good yesterday.
Yeah, Ronald's always good.
Yeah, Ronald's good yesterday. God dog it. The catcher.
Sean Murphy had a couple hits
yesterday. Sean Murphy was good yesterday.
Yeah, but then you go Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, Harris, Albies.
What happened?
So, by the way, that's 2, 3, 6.
What were they? Oh,
the
for
heart of your lineup.
Oh, for what?
They were one. Matt Olsen got one.
Oh, okay.
They were one for all of their at-bats,
okay,
which was a lot of at-bats, including a couple of them in the ninth inning where, I don't know. I need to learn a new language so I can find a new way to say it because there's no English words that I haven't said about Michael Harris's at-bats.
They're awful.
Yeah.
They're awful. They're brutal.
They're tough, man.
They're just it seems like, and we mentioned it either Monday or last week, they keep on getting him out with the same damn pitch.
Spike a breaking ball and Mike's going to swing at
it. Yep. He's going to swing.
At least he swung because then Ozzie came up
and just let it go
and watched 6 pitches go by. 3 of them were strikes, and he was in a 3-1 middle, and he just sat there and watched it. Like, I don't know. I don't understand that either. I don't know. I guess if I have to pick between those two terrible at-bats, the aggressive approach is the one that I would prefer.
Just swing. At least swing.
Yeah, at least Harris is swinging.
Yeah, at least swing.
Obviously just up there hoping they walk him. So, yeah, they lose 4-1. They play today at 2:10 with a chance to still win the series. Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach's on the mound. So hopefully they'll win the series. But until something drastically changes with the offense, we're going to keep having these same conversations a lot of times a week.
When you can win this series, and then you got Colorado coming in.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and that's one of those things you feel good about beating the hell out of a sorry-ass team. Now, it is the Arcia Revenge Series. So, you know, he's he's coming in highly motivated.
You know that guy is going to do something.
He's coming in highly motivated. You know he's going to hit a damn Grand Slam or something.
Who's going to have a better offensive series, Arlando Arcia or Nick Allen?
Nick Allen.
You think so?
I have to root for him.
I'm not saying who you're rooting for. You must have misheard what I asked.
I'm rooting. You know what I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for Nacho. Because Nacho's, I just read, he's in Gwinnett.
Okay.
Making his way up, Andy.
If he does well enough in Gwinnett, are they going to count his runs against the Rockies?
No.
Those are good things to say, you said. Yes. I'm rooting for him, too.
Yes.
And Nick Allen had a hit yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He even slid into third base for no reason and then popped up and scored a run.
Now, that was funny as hell. Because he's, Andy, I'm talking about, that was a hell of a hit. That was a hell
of a slide. What the hell's wrong with these guys,
that was a hell of a slide. And then, like,
the hell's wrong with these guys?
Freddie's looking at him like,
go. I didn't say slide. And then they, like, because, you know, sometimes Popo stuff, they would show it and be like, all right, you can see where the wires got crossed a little bit because he wasn't giving clear signals. And other times he was, and guys were just blowing it. He was giving him the wave. He was telling him to go. Nick Allen slides into third. Freddie's yelling at him.
That was a nice-ass slide, too.
Luckily, the outfielder just threw it lazily to second base so Nick could score. But, yeah, I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, like, what is wrong with these guys? Like, even when they score a run, they make it look dumb. Yes. Like, what's going on?
We thought damn Matt Olson broke his damn arm last week sliding into home.
Gracious.
But, it's bad. It's bad. And we don't have to talk about them anymore either.
For today, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, we got Grant. Never mind.
Yeah, no, that's not true. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we got Grant.
We can't, you know. This sucks. We're 2 for 2 on segments where we're like, all right, well, that topic's no fun.
Because it sucks.
I know, but
what are we going to talk about? All right, they play today at 2 o'clock. All right, they'll win today.
Braves have lost a million in a row, and Kirk Cousins talked yesterday.
The Braves will win today 5-4.
Let's preview the U.S. Open Who do you think is going to win the U.S. Open?
I know I saw this morning where I think last time I was here, Rory didn't make the cut last time. I think this was – I mean, how can I go against Scotty?
Rory missed the cut at the PGA Championship, too.
How can I not go against –
Or did he miss the cut? He just didn't play good.
How am I not going with Scotty?
Yeah, pick Scotty.
Yeah.
That's the smart thing to do.
Yeah,
pick Scotty Scheffler. He's better than everybody.
Yeah. Like, how am I not going to just pick this dude?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Picking Scotty Scheffler. The U.S. men's national team.
Now, it said friendly.
Wasn't friendly about
getting that ass whooping.
Yeah, 4-0.
Were all our guys
against
there?
Switzerland? No. Hardly any of the stars are there. But still, like, so? Like, Switzerland. They've lost. How many have they lost in a row now? It's the first time they've lost this many games in a row in a couple of decades. I don't know. There was all this excitement about this new manager.
Yeah.
I don't know. My excitement level remains the same for the U.S. men's national team at all times. Hopefully they do good. I don't expect them to.
Yeah, man. But, whatever, man. You saw the best thing I saw yesterday was the home run that
Aaron Judge hit
to St. Louis.
700 feet.
He hit to St. Louis yesterday.
You know, like, I've said this a few times before, and I was very validated in it yesterday. I don't trust the StatCast home run measurement system.
Hold on, he has 24 home runs?
Yeah. Aaron Judge?
That's more than the whole Braves team, isn't it?
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's also batting 400.
Yes, I know
he's
that.
He's like 6'10".
Technically, he's 396.
The home run that Bauer hit in the sixth inning off Holmes.
Okay.
To dead center. The number on the wall says 399. Mm-hmm. It says 400.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it 40 feet above it. And then the StatCast thing told me he hit a home run that went 399 feet.
Right.
And I was like, see? I knew those things are wrong.
Yeah, they're always
because
wrong.
When we were kids, people would hit the ball 550 feet. And now they're like the longest home runs. That Aaron Judge home run yesterday was not 470.
No, he hit
that thing
St.
went
Louis.
630 feet. Yeah. I refuse to accept these StatCast like measurements because they are not correct.
No,
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA finals. We got no skin in the game on that one, so we can have fun talking about it on Sports Radio 92.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
929 the game. I went to 929thegame.com and told us why they wanted to be a part of our Father's Day dinner on Friday. Jordan Avery is ready. We'll talk to Jordan.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Can't wait to talk to Jordan and all the other wonderful people who, you know, went out of their way to let us know why their fathers are special and everything like that. We already got our first Father's Day tweet, so appreciate you.
Thank you.
And everything like that, and happy Father's Day to you all also, and we'll be giving shout-outs all week for that. And I know we're about to talk about NBA Finals, but more of we were talking about, you know, when you fire a coach like Tom Thibodeau, you have a plan. And every plan they've had has been turned down.
They didn't
firmly
have a plan.
They didn't have a plan.
Yeah.
They
no, I know. Like, we gave them a little bit of the, I don't know if it was benefit of the doubt, but it was like, you know, you have to think that there was something up their sleeve.
Right.
In order to just turn around and fire Tom Thibodeau after an Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Right.
And this sort of leans more to like, yeah, it seems like that roster probably didn't like him that much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's, we think we can do better than this and here's how, okay, great. I like organizations that don't settle for even very good. Like, you want to settle for the best and try to win a championship. Sounds like Jason Kidd's not going to be doing it.
No.
Sounds like Tine Udoka's not going to be doing it. Sounds like Chris, like, who do the Knicks think they are?
No,
like, I'll be honest with you.
They think they're New York.
Cool.
Yes, it's New York.
Tell me what that has meant.
I don't know.
For the last 50
years
of the NBA.
Is it more or less
outside of David Stern rigging the draft for him, what has New York meant to New York?
We got this whole thing where we got a list. These are all the top guys in the sport. Let's ask. Because what do we talk about with the Hawks? Make them say no.
Sure.
Make them say no.
Sure.
Okay.
But you know what's embarrassing, though? When a bunch of people say no.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, make them say no is a fine philosophy. And I think we do that with, you know, with college football teams sometimes. It's like, you know, we were go take them, whatever, which happens sometimes, but doesn't really happen that often. Like, it never happens in the NBA.
No.
It doesn't happen. Like, Jason Kidd had the Mavericks in the NBA Finals last year. Now, I realize what happened since then is unprecedented, but they also have the number one draft pick coming up this year.
Cooper,
so, like,
Flag.
That's a pretty good situation, man. Like, it's like not the worst situation in the world. I don't know.
It's funny.
It's funny to me.
Yeah,
it is. I'll be honest with you. It's funny to me that they thought that they could just do that. It was like, dude, you guys, The Knicks have been like
they fired
irrelevant.
They fired their coach
and
after
mediocre
the best
for decades.
Year they've had in 25 years.
Yeah.
And fired him.
Yeah. Fired. Because they're like, I would just go take another guy.
Yeah, we'll go get a guy. Because we're the New York Knicks.
Nah.
Now, yeah. So I was thinking about, I was like, damn, they said firmly, no, yeah. You can't play here. Now, is it one of those things where it's backdoor conversation between, because I'm sure it is, as far as, you know, speaking to the coach's agents.
Right. Now, that's the Mavericks firmly saying, no, you can't talk to him.
Yes.
Which I understand. Yeah. Also, like, you can't interview for a job that you're not going to take if you're a current head coach of a team.
Correct.
Like, Jason Kidd can't interview for that job and then be like, you know what? Not for me. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, you got to do it. Right. Like, you go out and do it. But I just, like, Knicks have a lot of nerve, man.
Yeah, man.
You got a lot of nerve.
They are filling themselves.
You won two playoff series for the first time in a quarter decade. You were like, yep, everyone wants back in the blue and orange.
Yeah, baby.
No, nobody does.
Orange and blue skies.
Nobody's interested.
Yeah, right.
You also have a very flawed roster, and everybody thinks that you overachieved to get there. So
yeah.
We're good.
And there's guys that went down, all that other stuff. But, yeah, you keep asking yourself that. Because right now they are up the creek, and you know what? I don't know how they fix it. I can honestly see this team coming back the way they were.
Yeah. And right. Like, also, I wouldn't blame them for that. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
So you can understand talking yourself into your roster. I think with unbiased eyes,
right,
we can look at their path and look at their team. But that's why when they made this decision with Tibbs, I was like, all right, well, maybe they want to, you know, they didn't like how this guy was used, or they want to kind of shift their identity a little bit,
right,
like this offensively or whatever. No, it just seems like probably some of the guys on the roster didn't like having to play that much. And they were like, yeah, you know, like Tibbs, get us someone new. And they were like, yeah, we can. And now they're here. So
yeah, we'll see.
Good work.
Good work, Nick. There's somebody out there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
there's somebody out there for you.
Yeah, Lloyd Pierce is still available.
There's four former NFL Coach of the Year candidates out there.
NBA Coach of the Year is a kiss of death.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them out there because all of them get fired. It seems like they're right in the year after they do it.
Yeah, you win Coach of the Year, you get fired the next
Mike
year.
Mike Brown, all of Bud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like everybody gets fired the other. But there are those kind of candidates out there.
Yeah, look, there's viable candidates, but you didn't fire Tibbs to hire Mike Brown.
Or
you know what I mean?
Or
you could have hired Mike Brown that same day. No offense to Mike Brown. I think Mike Brown's a really good coach and tends to have success in all the places that he goes to. Is he a better coach than Tom Thibodeau? I don't know. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. They're about
the same
to me. Yeah, they're both good coaches. Neither one of them's won a championship.
Yeah.
So
I'm just interested to see how this one goes. It's going to be weird because we know this NBA season is about over, and it's going to be the way everybody's projecting, it's going to be a big offseason as far as a lot of player movement, things like that. I don't know. I like what my man Windhorst said the other day was, technically, there is no trade market for Giannis because Giannis hasn't asked for a trade.
Right. He also gave a little talk yesterday somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know where he was.
He said.
And he said, hopefully, they asked him about watching this finals, and he said, hopefully, next year or some year soon, I'll be able to bring a championship back to Milwaukee.
Yes.
Which means nothing to me. I know everyone was like,
that means a lot to me.
Everyone was like, well, that means he's staying. He plays for him.
Means a lot for me.
Why?
I don't know. I'm a big Giannis fan.
A polite person said the right thing?
Yeah, he's a polite.
Of course.
Want to play in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because he technically had not said anything.
Well,
but other than that,
he asked for permission to explore trades.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
A very polite. Yeah, you know, that's what we've been talking about for 3 weeks.
But then he said, I want to stay with the Bucks.
Well, he said, hopefully soon I can bring a championship to Milwaukee, is what he said.
So he's going to come back?
I don't know. Right. I mean, it just sounds to me like a lot of what Kirk Cousins said yesterday at Flower Branch, which is like the polite thing to say given the situation that you're in. I have no idea what that means for the future of Giannis, but I heard it this morning teased as, well, Giannis pretty much guarantees he's staying in Milwaukee. I was like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say that at all. Again, we'll see. Yeah, I think it'll be a big offseason in the NBA because it's always a big offseason in the NBA.
For some reason,
everybody leaves, like three or four stars leave their team every single offseason now.
It's different for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because of this new apron thing and them trying not, you can't have that many superstars. And then you try to, because a lot of it is like the positioning for the next offseason, maybe for somebody else who's going to be up and everything like that. But I look at this, I mean, I'm enjoying the playoffs. You know, as far as the finals and everything, I would like to see what it's going to be like tonight in Indiana. And if Halliburton can get that home cooking going. Because if he can get the home cooking going, it's going to be a series.
Mm-hmm.
But if he continues to play like the way he's been playing and obviously how OKC is defending, It'll be over four games.
Yeah.
It'll be over five.
I know. This feels like tonight will really tell you whether or not, again, it's either over in five or it's over in six.
Right.
I don't think Indiana can beat these guys three times in the next five games. I do think that Oklahoma City can beat them three times in the next five games. I think they can beat them three times in the next three games. But, yeah, they're going to have to find a way to get Tyrese Haliburton. Because it's not just like they're not just taking Tyrese Haliburton out of the offense. Tyrese Haliburton sets up their offense.
Yes.
Like, he's the guy that sort of stirs the entire drink. Yes. So even in games where maybe he doesn't go for the 32 and 15 or the super dominating stats that you might associate with a star player like that, he still is able to get his teammates involved. Even in game one, where he wasn't like the most assertive and impactful throughout the entirety of it, he had some moments in the fourth quarter, and then obviously the game-winning shot in the fourth quarter. They just said in game two, they were like, we're picking you up at half court.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do anything, even to set up your other guys. Like, you cannot initiate the offense. If the offense is going to be initiated, it's going to be initiated by Andrew Nembhard mm-hmm. or someone else who's not you, and we're just going to mark you and make it so you can't get involved. I don't know how you stop that.
18-12.
They did the same thing to Anthony Edwards four of the five games they played there, and he's better than Tyrese Haliburton.
Yes, he is.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know. I don't know that they have. I hope they do. I hope between him and Carlisle, who's a really good coach, and some of the other pieces that they have around him, they find a way to figure out how he can still be that starter, like that offense starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts with playing better defense and running, because they haven't run in two games. They have to run in order to beat these guys. But if they don't, they're going to lose the next three, and it's going to be over in five.
18-12. If he can get the
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, perfect, because he's getting his, and he's also setting up
his
teammates and everything. Pascal Siakam's got to play better now. I like that damn Caruso plays everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He is a gritty. Now, a lot of that, in certain places you would call foul, but at the same time, you play physical as hell until they call it.
No, I love the mentality.
Yeah, it's you like, play it like that until they call it.
You're not going to call all of them.
Yeah, so like until they call it, and again, if you get like four fouls or something, then you might think about backing off. He will not score 20 points tonight, I don't think.
Probably not.
You know, but
if Alex Caruso scores 20 points tonight, then the Pacers are down 2-1.
But we know this, that Shea's going to get his. Mm-hmm. Now, how efficient is he while he's getting those is the most important thing. But, yeah, if you can find a way, because he's going to get his. But if Chet and J-Dub and all them dudes struggle, then you're going to be in this game. But if they get it going, hard to beat them, man, because Shea just going to do what he does.
Yeah, that's my kind of litmus test for this one, is what do they do to come up with an alternative to get Haliburton more involved and start the offense, and are Jalen and Chet impacted by the road?
Yep.
Because they were in the Denver series, not so much in the Minnesota series because they were in control of that series the whole time, but you saw a couple of those road games that those guys played specifically where they looked a little overwhelmed by the environment.
Right.
They've never been on the road in an NBA Finals before.
They have not.
And Indiana's a really good home court. So
yes, it is.
It'll be crazy in there. They can quiet that really quickly if they start the way that they did in game two. But that's what I'm looking for tonight, is if Jalen and Chet look like home court Jalen and Chet,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. They'll win in five.
Yeah, it's a wrap. And then you get to where the offseason begins, and now it's like, well, how do we build a team like OKC? Well, there's not a lot of Shea Gildress out there. There's not a lot of those guys.
I mean, if
out
there's
there.
Any blueprint you can take from it, it's that you need to value assets and stockpile picks.
Yeah, and that was all.
The problem is you have to start out with assets to stockpile picks.
Yeah, but you remember when I was asking, I was like, they were talking about all these first round. I'm like, when the hell do NBA first round picks matter? Well, you start seeing they're going to matter.
Top five.
They're going to matter in New York City. When this Knicks for those four or five mm-hmm. first round picks that they can use and package to go give somebody for another player, mm-hmm. they're going to matter in OKC when the other guys that need their max contract leave mm-hmm. and they got to restock it with another star or somebody to bring in to help Shea.
Which is what's great about what they've done, is they still have a ton of picks. Like, they're in the NBA Finals, three games away from winning. They're probably going to win. They pretty much have the same first-round draft as the Hawks.
Yes.
The Hawks have 13 and 22. I think the Thunder have like 15 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they're in vastly different situations. Yeah. But
close together in draft.
Not only are they succeeding still in the playoffs, they also still have that restock going as far as the draft goes. I think if there's any blueprint that teams like the Hawks look at, it's the Pacers, because the Pacers got here from the middle.
Yeah.
They were mediocre just a couple of years ago.
They were.
They swung big for Pascal Siakam, and it's worked out.
Yep. And they able to, in a trade that pretty much worked for everybody, to get Halliburton over, identifying that he might be somebody that we can have to run an offense. And then you go out and you get a coach who I'm assuming it was the star player to the coach didn't want Rick Carlisle. I'm assuming that him and Luka just wasn't happening. So cause I'm like, how do you fire Rick Carlisle? It's like, of all people.
Yeah.
But then he gets there, implements the system. And like you said, the Siakam was – it was a gamble.
It was.
Because he was on his last year of his contract, and they used that to – hell, I like it here.
Yeah, you trade like for a guy here. And then go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I like it here.
It's a lot easier to get that guy to re-sign with your team.
Yeah, I like it here. And you got role players that know how to play their role. They draft some really good role players also. And here you are. And they seem like they're going to retain Miles at the end of this season and everything. And so they're going to be there. Let's think about the East is like with the Tatum injury. I saw that Jaylen Brown had got a knee scope today.
Yeah.
But you look at that situation right there, the young players in Orlando and Detroit, and then how good is Cleveland? Do you think it would have been a better series if everybody's
– Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, Darius Garland's going to be out for 5 months with toe surgery, so that was legit.
Yeah.
You know, that was always going to be like, how serious was it? I mean, he had toe surgery like yesterday or the day before, and so he's sidelined just from a recovery standpoint for like half a year. So, I don't know. I mean, I was a little skeptical
always,
of them.
Always.
Well, but then like when their big thing always. Was we got DeAndre Hunter for defense. It's like, oh, okay. You guys have a misconception of what you just got.
Yeah. Well, mate, no, he'll play better because he's in our lineup with these guys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the East is open, man. East is wide open. Hopefully the Hawks can have a big offseason and be a part of that opening. All right. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us here on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.